to flow in this blessing. Now, so he was empowered to prosper. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Jesus. Here, as for us, now listen to this. Christ has redeemed, this is Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everything that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the goy, on the Gentiles, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Don't sit here and say, I already know this, Pastor. Why are we talking about it again? You need to hear it again. So we're wearing the blessing. We're not wearing the curse. The curse is out there. You could mess with it if you want to. I don't want to.
Right.
Okay. So you need to put your favorite coat on and go from the pit to the palace.
Amen.
Be like Joseph. Listen, church, Joseph helped the whole world not starve to death. Because he was willing and he forgave and he kept moving through with this blessing on his life. It was on him. He didn't go to Egypt to get it. It was on him. He brought it to Egypt. I say he didn't have to go through being thrown in the pit. But he opened his big mouth and his brothers didn't like it that he was a prophet. So that's my view. But he's carrying this. He's carrying the dream. You're carrying the dream. So, when you are the blessing, you become, when you, the blessing is working on you, you become more influential. We talked about this a little, Wednesday night. So we should be building our capacity to influence people. And you're going to do that. Don't make it hard on yourself. Just continue to flow in the blessing. The blessing's on me now. The blessing's on me. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We're not looking for perfection here. We're looking to for the blessing to flow on our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So we're being called up to higher places and even to maybe influence some new places. I believe that. And so as we do that, we have to increase in this. Listen, God wants to take you to the top.
Amen.
He wants you in overflow. He just doesn't want you taking you to the top.
Right.
He wants to do it. He wants to be the one that is behind this. So we're in partnership with him. There are things you do, but we're in partnership with him. We don't leave him out of the mixture or go, thank you, Lord, for the blessing. I'll see you later, Jesus. That's not what we're doing. We're actually participating with Father, God and company, God and sons. Okay, Lord, what are we doing now? What are we doing now? What are we saying now? Praise the Lord. So, we're being called to that higher place. We're gonna actually do that and we are going to go to the top. So, I want to get the whole, you to get the whole message. So I'm gonna read this to you once again and I'm gonna show you something about it. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessed of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Last line. The blessing comes on through Jesus, and we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What is the promise of the Spirit? Because a lot of times people preach on this and they don't talk about that part. They just say, well, we got the blessing. But this says there's a promise of the Spirit. So evidently the promise of the Spirit must somehow uphold the blessing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. So you're come to a new place here now. So what would be the promise of the Spirit? I'm just going to tell you. Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
It's the Spirit of sonship.
Wow.
It's the Spirit of sonship. You are a son or a daughter of God. Locked in. That's who you are. Toby Lee Jones is my kid and forever will be my kid. And there's nothing he can do about it. There's nothing I want to do about it. But he will always be my kid. When you were born again, you now became Father's kid. Can I say kid?
Amen.
Child. And so you are his child right now. So you're not a stranger who's been granted this blessing. You're in the family.
Right.
You got to do what you got to do with the Father. Okay? little Jesse here. Now look, get this. Jesus is the firstborn, right? Now, you're not the secondborn or the one zillionth or the millionth or anything. You are the firstborn. How? Because the scripture says you're a joint heir with Christ. So you're right next to him. You're not, you weren't the second kid. So I'm like the fifth kid. No, but not in God's kingdom. I'm the first kid. My family, I was the fifth. But in reality, I like that. I'm the first kid. You're the first kid.
True.
Tomorrow on your birthday, you'll be the first kid.
That's right.
You are a joint heir with Christ. Avery on her birthday, she's a joint heir with Christ right now. So then you're number one. So you're seated in first class. You got that? You're number one. Number one seat. You're seated there. Amen. You're the head, not the tail. You're above only, not beneath. And what did it say? Blessings are overtaking you. That's who you are. Well, you know, I wish that were true. Stop wishing. It's who you are. It's the devil trying to talk you out of that. You're blessed. Amen. So, number one, you have certain privileges. And the privileges are you're authorized to use his name. You've been given power and authority and favor and protection. This belongs to you.
Amen.
Now, here's the big privilege for being number one and being a son of God, okay? For as many that are led of the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Sons of God, here's the big one, and you can find it in Romans right there. Sons of God are led by the Spirit.
Okay.
Sons of God are led by the Spirit. So you have the promise of the Spirit because you're a son, you're the firstborn, and you get to be led by the Spirit of God. That's a powerful thing. Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The key to the blessing fully functioning is to be led by the Spirit. Did you get that? The key to the blessing fully functioning is to be led by the Spirit of God. Yeah. Are you getting anything out of this today? Yeah. So get your head on right about these things. Church, listen to me. If you don't get anything else, I want you to get this right here. Sin doesn't alter God's ability to deliver you or bless you.
That is right.
It does not alter God's ability. It will not. Okay? But you trying to do it on your own alters his ability. See, people get all messed up. Well, I've been bad, so God isn't going to bless. That's not it. It's if you'll totally rely on him when you mess up, you'll be okay. I did not get up this morning saying, man, I'm going to make some mistakes today. I didn't do that. We're not looking to do that. But you might make a few. Because you have that hole below your nose. You might. I don't mean the two. I mean the big one. But if you're led, even if you get off the track, you can get right back on. You got Holy Ghost GPS in here. He said, no, you got off the wrong place. Get back on. And he'll correct you. You sure shouldn't have opened your big mouth right back there. Or stop worrying or do this or, nope, this is this way. Do this way. Okay, you can overcome this. He'll deliver you. He'll do whatever needs to be done. You're not knocked out and put out. The blessing can work in your life. Let me say this to you. You cannot serve God's system when it's convenient. And the world system when it's not. Go ahead and just get in. Well, you know, I know I haven't given up a lot of things. Well, join the club. There are a lot of people who haven't given up a lot of things. Just be led and go with Jesus and be free.
Amen.
Stop allowing the devil to condemn you all the time. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus who follow after the Spirit.
Yes.
Just look at devil and say, no, I'm following after the Spirit. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Church, Jesus kept us from hell. We're going to heaven.
Amen.
Holy Spirit keeps us from hell on earth. And gives you heaven on earth. Just follow him. Just follow him. You can hear him. If you'll just get into the word, if you just get strong in the word, you'll be able to hear him. This is your hearing device. Read some scriptures.
That's good.
That's what you do.
Yep.
How'd you get that word, Pastor? How did God talk to you like that and you got that word and you wrote that down? How'd you do that? Word.
Yes.
Word. The hearing device is in there and all of a sudden, whoop, I could hear him come up in my spirit. And listen, you don't have to hear like that to know what to do. You can just be led by peace.
That's true.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about peace in here. I'm talking about peace in here.
Right.
Amen. Now, so church, here's the truth that is, this has been from the beginning. God did not design us to earn a living. He designed us to create a living. You're creative. Like, well, you know, I just work down at the Walgreens. Well, you can be creative down at Walgreens.
True.
You can be creative down at Whataburger.
Yeah.
Don't look down on those kind of jobs. The people who end up being the managers there make more money than you that's eating the hamburger.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
There you go.
Am I right? Sometimes people are like, well, you know, I couldn't take a job like that. It, you know, as if you were above it. That job could lead you many places.
Right.
What if somebody drove up to the window and you handed their cheeseburger out to him? Y'all getting hungry now? I'm talking about cheeseburger. Handed that very, he says, that'll be, how much is a hamburger? Anybody know?
$3, $4.
That'll be $4.95 with that Dr. Pepper. Did you want fries? Okay. So anyway, and then that person looks at you and they say, you're somebody important. Anything could happen.
Anything
could happen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now forget about Whataburger. Okay. Now, so he designed us to create a living. We don't have to struggle. God will put you in a place. I've seen people who get put in a company or get in a place and man, they just make a place for themselves and it functions and it works and they do, and they end up being good for the company.
Yeah.
Amen. I could point out people in the room
here
that have actually done that.
Really.
Amen.
True.
Amen. So, here comes the big one. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. That's us. Might come upon. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's what he said. It's an anointing that comes on. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you.
Yes.
When God commanded Abram to go to the new land, he didn't say he's going to give him if you go to that new land, I'll give you this gift.
Mm.
He didn't say that. He didn't say he'd give him a gift, small or big. He said, I'm going to give you the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the whole thing.
Glory.
Take it.
God.
You're going to have the land, the people, the money, the finance, the strength, the favor. And be my friend.
Amen.
Which is the best part.
Yeah.
Right? He gave him the whole thing, church.
Yes.
And you right now are wearing the whole thing.
Yes.
Holy Spirit is sitting in you. The anointing is on you. There's an anointing to prosper on you. There's an anointing for healing. There's an anointing for miracles. There's an anointing for prophetic things. There's an anointing on you. They're different for however the Holy Spirit chooses to give them to us. But we are all anointed on levels. And, but let me tell you something. Once he gives that to you, it's up to you with what you're going to do with it. You can leave it down to a little teaspoon, or you can boost it up big. Brother Hagin said that Jesus told him, you know, Brother Hagin was visited by Jesus 8 times, and he said the Lord told him that he would have to tell people he was anointed. He was like, oh, I don't, you know. He said, no, you'll have to, because this generation has pulled away. They don't understand anything. And so Brother Hagin would say, I'm anointed. I have a healing ministry. And they began to get that, receive it. We don't have to do that so much now. We understand a whole lot more, right? Amen. But you might need to look at yourself in the mirror when you get home and tell yourself, you're anointed. You're anointed. You're anointed with burden removing, yoke destroying power, not yoke breaking power, yoke destroying power. When something's destroyed, it's corroded, it's eroded, and you can't put it back together. You have burden removing, yoke destroying power on your life right now. It's on you right now.
Thank you for it.
You want to know why? Because you're called to solve problems. You were brought into this earth to be a problem solver. Right now, sitting here right now, you are somebody's answer. You could be somebody's answer. You might see, you might walk through the HEB line over there and check out with your Oreos or whatever it is you get. Gummy bears or I don't know. Well, microgreens and lettuce and tomatoes. And gummy bears. And say one thing to one person. And they might follow you out of the store. You don't know how shiny you are.
That's exactly right. That is true.
Back in, I always think about you. You were a baby back then. You were a little boy. Me and Deb were walking around at HEB. And we're just walking around in the produce, by the way, not on the gummy bear aisle. I don't like gummy bears, y'all. Danny and Amanda do. They like gummy. Now, what do y'all like? Sour worms and gummy bears? Yeah, okay. This is a food day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Anyway.
Deb's like, stop it. Keep preaching. So we're walking through the produce place, and here comes this lady running up, and she has a couple ladies behind us. She's like, excuse me. Can y'all pray for me? And we're like, sure. We didn't know her. We didn't know any. She says, I could just see something on y'all. I could just see something on you, and I knew you could pray for me. How many times have you walked into a restaurant and everybody turned around and looked? And you're going. But that's not what it is.
Yeah.
You're shiny.
You're
shiny. You're carrying something. Get over yourself, church. You're carrying God.
Amen.
No more gummy bears. Okay. What if, let's start closing. We'll go down this way. Well, we're early. I'll close slow. What if, okay, now think with me. Yeah, praise the Lord. What if you had the power right now to cause the presence or the glory of God to come into the room right now, and everyone got healed and delivered, and miracles happened, and people had encounters with God? What if you had the power to do that right now? Would you do it? Well, you do. You do. You have the power. You actually, it's all you do is lean in and worship God. That's how you do it. You praise God. You worship God. That's how you get into the place. And the Spirit will come in and meet. See, there's Spirit inside. There's Spirit that comes on people. There's Spirit that fills the whole room. And that's called the glory realm. You have it. And we have a promise. I believe that this is the question to answer in these days. Will we do it? Will we be the people that will help others get healed, help others get delivered, help other people come out of rejection syndrome and all the junk that people have to put up with today. So I just want you to be aware that you have total access to the realm of glory. Church, no other part of creation has been given access to the realm. Only mankind. Yeah. We're the only ones. We've been invited into a place that is only known by God Himself. We've been brought into to secrets that the angels don't know. Remember what that angel said? What is a man that you're mindful of him? We are right here. And I think the heart of God must be celebrated right here because He longs for that partnership. He risked everything to have this one treasure, and it's you. Those who would worship Him and not be robots. He didn't want to create puppets and robots. He wanted somebody to choose him. He wanted a family. Everybody wants a family inside. Deep down on the inside, they're like God. Everybody wants one. He wants one. But he doesn't want it out of command. He wants it out of relationship. All of this started in a garden. And then sin ended it. But then it started over in another garden. It started again at the garden tomb. You know, Jesus was born twice, right? At his natural birth, he was born, and then he was born again at the resurrection, right? The Bible says he's the firstborn from the dead. You're the joint heir, right? He was not the first to be raised from the dead. He had raised others from the dead. God had raised people from the dead. He was the first to be raised from the dead and die no more. Jesus is alive. Our conversion follows that same line. We have that same DNA, that same resurrection DNA. We will not die again. We're not going to. So, first fruits come in the beginning of the harvest, indicating that there will be more. Okay? Okay? So, this is what I wanted to get to right now. In the garden tomb, you can actually see the central theme of the scriptures, I believe. It's about God's presence. Stay with me. The first person to touch Jesus was the Virgin Mary, right? So she represents purity, and that's right. She welcomed Jesus into the world for his role of fulfilling the law and becoming the perfect sacrifice. This is what Mary's doing. The first person to touch Jesus, this gives me goosebumps to think about this. The first person to touch Jesus at the second birth was Mary Magdalene, who had been sick and tormented by devils, and she represents the unanswered needs of the spirit, soul, and body. She represents that. She welcomed him into the world for his role of building a family out of the least pure.
Wow. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. She represented his role of building a family out of the least pure, or they were least qualified.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
If you think you're not qualified, you might want to think again.
Yeah.
You might want to think again. Now, let me put the cherry on the top here with this. So the virgin introduced the one who could close out the dispensation of time. Mm. The tormented one introduced Jesus into a season of grace where everyone would be welcome. The first one closed out the law, which cut people out. The second Mary, interesting that both of their names are Mary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. We'll have to look up her number. Praise the Lord. So In the first garden, the presence in the Garden of Eden, the presence was taken for granted. God walked with them in the cool of the day, right? But after they sinned and their eyes were open, God came in and walked with them one more time. And they heard God walking and they hid themselves. And so we don't have any record of him walking with them again, right? So his presence now is not in the garden, was not in the garden. But in the other garden, Mary would make sure the mistake didn't happen again. She grabbed the resurrected Christ and held on to him until he said, Mary, I haven't gone to the Father yet. She's holding on to him. But she's not going to make that mistake because she found the one thing that she was looking for, his presence. He is here with me right now, and I'm not letting him go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 2nd closing, just to illustrate a little further. Because we need to get over ourselves, the lie of insignificance. See, after God gave Moses an impossible assignment, Moses said, who am I? I can't even talk right. He stuttered. He couldn't even talk right. I think that same question has been asked countless times since then. Many of us have asked that question. Who? Me? Why? How could I go? How could I go? I don't know how I would go. Anytime we look at ourselves, we buy into the lie of insignificance. It's not about you. If you're available, he'll do something with you. It's not about you. It's not about how talented you are. It's not how many Bible schools you went to. Not knocking those things, not knocking school, not knocking any of that. But that's not the key. Answer the call. Answer the call. Answer the call to take the anointing to the world. That's the call. Well, I thought that's for preachers. No, that's for Christians. Anytime we look at ourselves, we buy into that lie. Moses knew that he lacked the necessary requirements or qualifications to do what he needed to do. He thought he did, but to get the children of Israel out of slavery into freedom. But when God chooses any of us for something like this, the same question's going to come to mind. Who are we? Who are we? But God, knowing Moses intimately, ignored him. He's ignored him. Because God's not troubled or impressed with who you are or what you're not. He is that he is. He's not going, how many qualifications do you have right here? How many letters do you have after your name right here? No, he's saying, who you with? Thank you, Lord. Boils down to one thing. This is the one thing God said to Moses. You are the one I want to be with. No, I want to be with you. He filtered through the millions, I guess, and said, no, I want to be with you. I'm going to be with you. But I'm not qualified. No. We're not looking at your qualifications. I want to be with you. Because you'll do it. You'll do it. I want to be with you. That's what God's saying to you today. I want to be with you. Now, it's your choice. It's your choice whether you're going to answer. Qualifications are quite different from heaven's perspective. They're not the same. God answers the prayers of people by raising up someone he favors. And the way he's going to favor you is if you get close enough. Amen. How have you been favored by anyone in your life? Or how have you favored anyone? You were close to them. Right. And they said, oh, I'll pick you. Right. No, you do that. I know personally as a leader and a person who hires people and things like that, as the pastor, I'll pick people that just stay close to me. Because then they're not suspicious. I know what they're doing. I know if they're for the house or not. And if they skirt around me, I don't pick them for certain things. God's the same way. He pulls you up close. He wants you to know him. And he'll get to know you. He will be your friend. So Moses moved out of the what's possible position into the highly favored position. Why? Not because he followed the rules, but because, not because he was so qualified, but because he took the time to have encounters with God. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. He took time to have encounters with God. He said what the Father said, and he did what the Father did. He was listening. I watched this cool movie last night, and this girl, she was a secret agent. And so they put up these hearing things in her ears. There's these little light things. And so they had this thing called the heart that was running the world, you know. That's kind of creepy. But anyway, so that was good. And so they just tell her, such and such is on the right. She says, I need a parachute. And they say, 20 degrees, da, da, da. And then they send out this light ray. They send out this green light ray that leads her, and she jumps off the edge of the ski resort, slides down the hill, and lands in the parachute and takes off. I'm telling you, Holy Ghost can do even better than that. But I just thought about it. That's how we can be led. Turn here, go here, speak to them, not speak to them. Invest in this, do this, take that job, get out of that path, move in here, do that. You got the plugs in your ears, you got the eyes to see it, follow the line and do it. And she won, and she beat them all in the end. Glory to God. Encounters. But she had to encounter the heart. It was called the heart. You got to encounter God. When he says, Gabe, this is God. No. When he says, Gabe, I want to talk to you for a little while. Grab the Bible. Sit down on the couch. Go outside. Do whatever. Start reading a little bit of the word. Yes, Lord, what are you looking for? What do you want? What do you want? I'm listening to you. You don't have to read 17 chapters. Just go in there and say, what is it you want, Lord? This Bible is my friend. Thank you for it, Lord. And all of a sudden, something will rise up in you. And you go, you know what? I know I'm supposed to do that. Or I'm supposed to do that. Or I'm supposed to move this way. So you will start knowing what to do. Don't make it hard.
Right.
Spend time in the presence of God. Two things will happen. You'll bring the power and the presence of the glory realm that'll get this whole room delivered and other rooms. And you will increase your influence every way possible. God is offering you a fresh oil today. One person took it. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release today on God's people fresh oil. We declare fresh oil in Jesus' name. Knowing what to do. Knowing what to say. Operating in the gifts of the Spirit. Flowing in the glory realm. In Jesus' name. Favor, 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 favor. Favor in finances. Favor in property. Favor in knowledge. Favor in wisdom. Favor knowing what to do with what you know. Favor in Jesus' name. Doors opening in Jesus' name. Things that have been clogged up, unclogged in Jesus' name. Money in the mail. Promises coming through. Where anyone stole from you, you get paid back sevenfold in Jesus' name. Jam logs unclogged and money flowing. Jam logs unclogged and your blood and your body flowing properly in Jesus' name. If you're jammed up about your prayer language, get unjammed today. Go get by yourself and pray in the Spirit until you break through and you can interpret what you're praying. Thank you for it, Lord, today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is the day of fresh oil in Jesus' name. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Glory to God. We're in September, so we got one quarter left, right? This is going to be our best quarter. Our best quarter ever. These last few months, we're going to clean house. We're going to go further than we've ever gone. We're going to see more glory. We're going to see more people healed. It won't be just Miss Deb winning everybody that she makes hotel reservations with online. It'll be across the board.
That's right.
It's going to be easy.
Amen.
People are going to follow you around. I'm telling you right now, Sandy, somebody's going to walk up to you and they're going to ask you about Jesus, about healing in Jesus' name. It's going to happen. Jesus' name. Somebody right here, whatever the entanglement is, it's untangled right now. You are free right now. There's no more tanglement in Jesus' name. You're free to go. You're free to go. Step out of it. Don't linger. If the chains fall off, don't go back and pick them up. Run! Let it be over. One person took a run. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. John and Rachel, remember Albert? He'd take a run in that little church. He'd be spinning, broom, broom, broom. He's in heaven now. He's a good man. Praise the Lord. God is good. We're going to have a great week. So you have a very special preacher coming here on Wednesday night. Mrs. Jesse Wallace is going to be preaching. I understand. She and Gabe are going to be doing the music? Yeah, praise the Lord. Glory to God. So that's going to be good. We will be praying. Thermostats, you won't see us tomorrow, but you will see us Tuesday morning online, and we'll be praying together. And agree with us that we have clear weather in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Danny, anything else? Cleaning day, September 2nd. Brandon Holler will be in the house on September the 9th. One of our dearest covenant friends. We love the Hollers. And so he'll be here to preach for us for our 21st anniversary. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Huh? What? What? The 10th. Man, I got 9 on my mind. The 10th. The 10th. The 10th. Not 9, the 10th. That's one day after the 9th. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen. Bam.